USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The alleged gunman in the Oxford, Michigan high school shooting is set to be tried as an adult on one count of terrorism causing death and four first-degree murder charges. Authorities announced the charges against 15-year-old Ethan Crumley on Wednesday. Crumley, a sophomore, was previously flagged by administrators for behavior in the classroom that they felt was concerning. A meeting with school officials and Crumley's parents was conducted the same day as the terrorist attack. The CDC and health authorities in California confirmed the first case of COVID-19 linked to the newly discovered variant Omicron in the United States on Wednesday, saying an individual who recently returned from South Africa tested positive for the strain. The case was detected in San Francisco, California.
They had received a full dose of the Moderna vaccine, but no booster.
Dr. Grant Colfax is the director of health for the city and county of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden's social spending program, advertised as Build Back Better, has more questions than answers. No one seems to know how much it will cost or what's all included in the bill.
With the bipartisan infrastructure package passed into law, Democrats are now focused on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda to provide Americans with more benefits and good-paying union jobs. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says he hopes the bill does not pass the Senate, otherwise inflation will continue to grow.
When you spend like crazy, you shouldn't be surprised when you get a 31-year high inflation rate. So that's where we're at. Let's hope they stop it.
The Biden administration continues to say it expects inflation to decrease in 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football tonight will have the Cowboys playing at the Saints. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A graduate from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, Pennsylvania Senate primary candidate Dr. Oz on Newsmax, says when you mix medicine and politics, you get politics.
I think if I look back in my life, the realization that my parents as immigrants were welcomed by this country, which afforded opportunities unimaginable to other places, and which of course led to my success directly, is something that generated a debt. I want to repay my debt. Yes, all those things you said are true, and I've had a blessed life, but it's because I'm an American living in America, and I want to repay that debt by running for public office. It, no matter what happens, it's worth it because I owe the country that. And I'm going to be a public servant. I do believe choices should be ours. I've taken on big pharma, I've taken on big tech, I've taken on big agrochem, and I've got scars to prove it. You witnessed me go through some of these trials and tribulations, but I cannot be bought. I'm passionate about this because I know that if I serve the people of Pennsylvania and this country wisely, I can make a difference in addressing some of the crises that we're all witnessing, you know, the erosion of American values that viewers probably are nodding their head, yes, because we all see it right in front of us, but we're unable to empower each other to react. My candidacy is about that very reality.
You know, I'm my own person. I don't want to be put in the box. I'm very proud of who I am, but I do respect what the Trump voter is feeling, which is they recognize that someone stood up for them, someone took hits on them, someone fought for them, and they want their turn. And as a doctor, I'll tell you, when you mix politics and medicine, you get politics.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.